apart.
Uh-huh.
Then when I went to haul that into the barn to put in the hayloft, you had to take these pitchforks and put it on a wagon. Drive to the barn and then take it off there a fork full of time into the loft. Or if you're stacking it outside, same.
Yeah.
Same.
Did you ever hear of something besides a haystack? Did you ever hear something that had four poles in the ground and a sliding roof?
Well, yeah, that, some people had places like that. They kept hay in and called a hay shed.
What did that look like?
Well, it is a building put up on poles with a one-way roof as a roof.
Mm-hmm.
And you could stack this hay in under there, you see.
What's a one-way roof?
Just sliding, just sloping one way.
Uh-huh.
You see, most roofs are this shape.
Yeah.
And this is, we call that a shed roof.
Uh-huh.
That's just half of this gable roof. This is a gable roof.
Yeah.
Half of that we call a shed roof.
Uh-huh. Did they have, did this have walls on it then?
Some of them were walled down part of the way,
uh-huh.
But not all the way.
And they had those around here?
Yeah, had a lot of those around in this part of the country. But lots of them, majority of this hay they wasn't able to put into the barns was stacked out or ricked out.
Mm-hmm.
What are called a haystack had a pole in the center.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this right here, you stack that hay around
mm-hmm.
in a circle up here, oh, probably 12, 15 feet.
Uh-huh.
That pole in it. Then we put up what we call a rick.
Uh-huh.
Didn't have any poles in it. You just stacked it on there like stacking it on a wagon. And I've known people that could build that up there when they got through, it'd be just as square as if you'd cut it out of a block.
You mean it would be square shape?
Yeah, oblong as a rule.
Uh-huh.
Say for instance about 10 feet wide,
mm-hmm.
and you can make it as long as you want to. I've seen them as 25 feet long.
Mm.
Put 15 or 20 loads of hay. That's that. Well, if I listen to all they'll call again. She said, well, nobody getting tired. I said, well, I can talk all afternoon. Because it's coming to meet you. I'm enjoying it. Yeah, yeah. Well, we didn't have a big time here at Sydney. Huh? Yeah, sure, sure. Huh? Sure. Yeah, yeah. Cotton wants to talk to you.
Oh.
So we rode a horse 6 miles and back for about a couple of years or longer to finish, to get his high school education finished.
Mm-hmm.
Rode this horse, as I said, morning and night through all kinds of weather. And then he went, after he got through his high school, he went to Murfreesboro State College.
Mm-hmm.
And when he married, that's where he met his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just a little doll. I just love her. She's down about Waverly, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And he lacked about 2 summers finishing what she'd like for him to have, you know, over there. Mm-hmm. And he'd teach school through the winter.